I almost fucked it up again. Almost hit the red one. I don't know why that keeps happening. There we are. How are you doing today?
Pretty good.
I'm going to touch the micro. I feel like we should touch the microphone and constantly adjust it. Like, if okay. We want to be legit, you know?
Like, not in a way that creates, like, audio
effects.
No, we wouldn't just in a way, like, you know, for the YouTube channel that shows us, each of us sitting at our microphone, like, on a split screen.
Sure, right.
We can just keep adjusting it while we talk. Because
we don't have any noises. We just, like, move it around.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? What are your words? You always have the best words.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I can do it without making a bunch of noise.
Well, I can. Just listen, I'm moving it all around here and you don't hear shit, do you?
I hear a little, yeah.
I don't think that's true.
But, you know, whatever.
I think that's the business papers printing in the background, probably.
Probably your business papers or my business papers?
No, your fucking business papers. I don't have business papers. You're the only one who has a goddamn empty briefcase full of non-existent business papers. I don't have fucking business papers. The fuck are you talking about? No, go ahead. Ask the question.
No, I was going to say I'm the unemployed one.
All right, well, that's a cruel dig. I am the one without a job. But yes, I feel it, I hear it, and I'll try to be kinder in the future.
I'm just saying.
You've been really into your job recently, which is disgusting to me. I kind of hate it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly how I would put it, but...
How would you put it? You've come back around, man.
Well, no.
You work a little bit sometimes.
I do work sometimes. That is very
true. Right. That's what I'm talking about.
That is very true.
You used to never work, because... I don't know. Either there was nothing to do or nothing interested you.
Well, you can only go so long, so far, right?
Here's the thing. Can I throw something at you?
Sure.
Is there a word for being busy but not having anything to do, or maybe the reverse or contrapositive or the inverse of that, like not having anything to do but being super busy? Like, I feel like the Germans might have a word for this. Like,
yeah, it seems like
busy neune Freude, you know?
That guy, like, on Instagram would have a word.
Yes, the word Don man. Hooley. Sure. But I think the word is busy neune Freude, probably.
I like that. I think that it does sound like it could be the case.
The fucking Germans have a word
Johannes
for everything.
Brahms.
That's the word for it? I mean, he did
just
some things.
He speaks German, I think.
Isn't he Transylvanian?
Or he Austrian? I don't know.
Fucking vampire? Who made music? Am I wrong?
No, I think you're thinking of Bach.
Oh, shit. I get, you know, it's hard to keep them all in my mind.
Because they, you know, they stabbed him through the heart with a stake. Because he's a vampire, kill him. But then he said, I'll be Bach. And then he was.
You really brought it around. Ba-doom. Good job.
Yeah, I was going to say, nice like, work. Well, you know, I wanted, before we get into it too thick, you know, I was thinking, you know, we're getting in here, hitting record, and it's like, you know, my mind is just perfectly beautifully, deliciously, deliciously, num, 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 deliciously empty. So you might
that's
have
how
to
you
carry
start
us.
An episode. There's nothing. That's how you start it. I have nothing.
It's a warning. It's a okay. warning. Be warned.
Well, I have plenty for you. So.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm ready, though. I'm ready. My mind is empty, so I'm ready for whatever you got to be crammed in there. I prepared myself.
I would like
it's
to
like
start.
Like a mental with, enema.
Yeah, sure. A mental. Yeah. And then maybe it'll just all come spewing out. Sure.
Yeah.
Have you ever given an enema to anyone, Brad?
No. Not
do
even
to
myself. Not.
How do you, no, I shouldn't
particularly?
Say that. That's too direct, but like, how would you feel about doing that? Maybe, for instance, it's somebody you care about a lot.
I'm not going to say like.
Me, for instance?
I would be okay with it.
Because it's for their health.
Yeah, I do have a strange, like, minor fascination with, like, you know, medical things.
Butt things?
Not necessarily butt things. I mean, that would probably be the lowest on the totem pole.
Okay.
But, you know.
Oh, well. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. I gotta stop. I'm trying to be a better person, Brad. So I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Well, no, I don't have anything.
No, and if you like, if you catch me running off at the mouth, you know, you just let me know.
I will do that, sir.
The last thing I want to be remembered as is a slack-jawed jabbermouth that never knows when to keep his big trap shut.
Okay, Dell.
So you just tell
shower curtain ring guy.
Yeah. Know what Whoa. You mean. I'm so glad you got that. It's usually
it took
me
just a second.
Me Chris
well, at
Ratty.
First I was like, yeah. I knew it, and I was like, oh, he's doing a Steve Martin bit. Because it did seem very Steve Martin-y to me. And then I realized, no, I'm just like, I'm close.
You're
I was
so
just a
close,
little
yeah.
off, and I was like, "Oh, right, of course, yes."
All right, but well,
I'm watching
I did
Only
you.
Murders in the Building, so I have like,
"Oh, I love it! What a great
I
show!"
I have a Steve Martin on my mind.
What a fun romp!
It is a fun show, and in this season, Steve Martin is letting loose with some more like Steve Martinisms.
Oh, good!
Just a little
not,
bit here and
I'm
there.
I'm not caught up, so
yeah.
Just, you know, don't do anything yeah. too.
No, no, I'm not definitely here. Not going to spoil anything at all, especially, you know, the whole basis of the show is that it is a mystery. So that would be a
right,
shitty
right.
thing to do. But just Steve Martin.
A mystery
does
within
some
a mystery, no less.
Of his, like, classic. You can just tell he's kind of inhabiting some of his classic.
I love it.
You Gosh. Know, style here and there, making some more, like, kind of like, yeah, like throwing his body into some.
Mm.
Yeah, some stuff. It was
That's
great.
What
I
we
really
want
appreciated
from him,
it.
You know? That's yeah. what we want.
It's kind of like, yeah, a little bit of, yeah, that whole man with two brains, the jerk.
Yeah,
classic
or
Steve
Planes, Trains,
out.
And Automobiles, you know?
Even that, too.
Because he's supposed to be like the sort of buttoned down, like, just put together guy, but then he loses his shit, and yeah. that's that contrast makes it great.
Yes,
because John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles was like he was all over the place. You expect him to lose his shit, and yet he's the most empathetic character in the film, and he's the one you can really relate to because he's been through so much sadness and heartbreak. And hey, man, he's just trying to make a friend. It really, like, kills you.
John Candy. Yes, it was John Candy, but John Hughes.
Did you say Sean Candy?
I didn't.
That,
I wish I
Is that somebody
had.
I don't know about? Was he part of
pretty
the
funny.
Brat Pack? Was it his son?
His cousin.
Okay, his John Candy's cousin, Sean Candy.
It's All like, right. you know, he's like trying
you
to
learn
cash
something
in.
New every day, man.
It's like Weekend at Bernie's 7 featuring Sean Candy in the role
Does
of a lifetime.
Does John Candy make a cameo? Maybe just with a voiceover?
Sean or John?
John makes...
John, to like boost his cousin, do him a solid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, do sure. He can make a small appearance.
Maybe meanwhile, he has Sean, a voiceover like, because know, like they learn how to ventriloquist dummy like the dead one, and like one of the voices they come up with is John Candy's voice, who's super empathetic, even though he's a big disaster, but he's a lovable giant bear. We're slinging gold here. We should write these down.
I mean, maybe Sean Candy is actually like a very diminutive person. And
nice contrast.
That's part of the problem because no one sees him and connects him to his more popular cousin. He has the name, but it doesn't quite just. Yeah, he needs to.
Nobody believes him.
Try as he might. You know, his metabolism is just too sturdy. He can't.
He shoves in
the donuts and doesn't do anything.
He has to gain like 220 pounds for a roll, and he just can't fucking do it.
Right.
He's too tiny.
You know, because, you know, there is a market. It's like, you know, when you go, you see those, you used to be you saw the DVDs on the end cap at Walmart, and now you just maybe happen to see them like scrolling through Netflix.
Right.
These movies that are obviously trying to cash in.
Right.
Or they're like some old movie that they put a new title on, like
Air Fud.
Exactly.
It's like, oh shit, I loved that when I was a kid. And then you put it in and it's like, the fuck is this? Yeah. Why is Jeff Fahey in this film?
Yeah, exactly. The
and he's playing the dog.
That's what I was gonna say. The it's really just a rebranded of the dog's name?
Air Bud?
No, Jeff Fahey's Beethoven scenario. The Winchester scenario or whatever.
I don't know, man.
What was the name of...
Oh, Jesus.
What was the name of the dog that Walter brings bowling?
Fucking Thurston, man.
Thurston. The Thurston equivalent.
The Thurston equivalent.
Starring Jeff Fahey.
I just like to see you flail once in a while.
They relabeled it as Air Fud. And they sold it at Walmart.
I said I wasn't going to do it anymore, but I can't help myself. Air Fud. But, like, isn't Jeff Fahey dead? Like, but we can use AI to, like, revitalize him, and then he can play the, like, sort of Mutt-esque dog of Cynthia. He has to have a skill set, though. Or maybe that's his thing. He doesn't have a skill set. But they think he's a show dog. And he shows up. Well, they already did this film, didn't they? Fuck Best in Show. Shit.
It's all been done.
Yeah, but if the one that wins is actually inhabited by Jeff Fahey's AI persona, maybe we have an angle there. What do you think?
I think.
Or is this just busy Noida Friday?
I don't know. I think there's something to it.
Okay. Let's put that one on the list.
Equivalent. But, I mean, Air Fud. So we can't imagine Air Fud. We have to imagine the Thurston equivalent.
Right. Okay.
Because the Thurston equivalent.
Well, that is
rebranded
Air Fud. Air Fud is the Thurston.
Misleadingly. Do you have any idea what I'm talking about?
Not really.
That's okay. It's Gutterballs episode 19. You're entering a world of pain.
I know the
pain.
Thurston equivalent. We talked about a movie starring Jeff Fahey.
Well, we did not discuss it, technically.
Oh, fuck. We discussed it after we stopped. Right.
Jesus. But now we have discussed it. Now, we make up for what was missing from episode 19. Episode 19, we do not discuss the Thurston equivalent starring Jeff Fahey.
How do you know this just offhand? Or did you, like, go to gutterballs.tv and start searching that episode to find out which one? You don't have that information just ready to deploy, do you?
No, I couldn't even remember the fucking name of the movie, the Thurston, whatever.
The Big Lebowski?
Right. I was like, you know, the large the Krasinski. Equivalent. I don't know, whatever it was called.
The Grand Schinefreude. Light bitch. Is that what that means? Schinefreude? Light bitch? I don't know. I'm wading into dangerous territory, so I need to dial it back. But so while we were recording just now, you went back, you typed in
gutterballs.tv. Gutterballs.tv, Jeff Fahey, and it came up episode 19.
You Googled it. You didn't even go to our own. How do you expect other people
to find the thing on our website?
To go to our website if you don't even go to our website?
I could go to the website, but I couldn't find the exact episode.
I knew you could go to the website. That's not my point here. My point is you didn't go to the website. You Googled the website.
Well, I did go to the website. I had to Google it.
After you Googled it.
And then click the link on Google to go to the website to see the page.
We are out of sync, and I'm going to try to get back here. Because I want everyone to go to gutterballs.tv, and I know it's a website, and that seems antiquated. I don't want people Googling gutterballs.tv because who knows how many Germans or Eastern Europeans are out there, and you know who I'm talking about. Like, trying to, like, divert our listeners to some shitty-ass site that's not our site. I'd prefer they typed it in. Or we provide a link that's trusted on gutterballs.tv, so you just go to gutterballs.tv. God, I'm all out of whack.
The Thurston equivalents of topological polynomials.
Oh, God. What do you mean by that?
I'm just
topological
saying.
Polynomials?
Yes.
Different names for other shit?
I don't fucking know, man.
Well, no, please describe.
I mean, a polynomial is like a type of equation. It's a mathematical thing.
Right, but it represents some kind of truth, does it not?
It definitely does.
Right, what's the truth?
That numbers...
Are numbers real?
Well, I don't know. Does it represent a truth? I think it's a way of describing truth. You said it does. It's a way of describing truth.
How can you convince me that numbers are real? Mr. Number Man, who thought that my little thing was a cute result, you agreed with the professor. So they're not real.
I mean...
Prove it.
I guess it depends. This is where we're going to get, like... Too much, but like, well, it depends on what you mean by real, I guess. Now I'm starting to sound like a certain whack job philosophical guy that we all love to hate, but
I mean, that was a good video, though.
Yes, yes, it was.
For the fiery beauty of life. It's poetry, man. And I know we're talking about a different thing now, but I don't care.
Did you see that video of Jordan Peterson, like, about how he went to, like, some bar in Nashville and saw a band? And he was, like, crying over how, like, beautiful it was, like, the guitarist's skill and the expression, the beauty of the arts.
Saw that one.
Meanwhile, they cross cut it with like the actual footage of him like at the band. Like, yeah, it's really something to see.
That guy has balls of steel. I'll just say that.
He's sure. I guess that's one way of putting it.
What do you mean, sure?
Jordan Peterson?
Yeah.
Balls of steel? You mean like literal balls of steel? Like he had his testicles replaced?
You didn't hear about this?
No, here, I didn't. Here,
hang on. I'm looking at it.
All right. Jordan.
Steel. And. All right. It's a Reddit post, so. This and oh, it's Jordan Peterson tweets about the horrors of Chinese dick sucking factory. Never mind, I'm not gonna send this.
Jesus,
that was probably a mistake.
Jesus,
I just closed it out, but it's probably too late for me, so you don't just don't. It's fine. Let's what were we talking? Country music. Okay, cool. The soundtrack of white supremacists. Sorry, everyone. It doesn't mean that country music artists are white supremacists or that their music is based in white supremacy, but it's that generally if you see a pickup truck driving down the road with a Confederate flag on it, what kind of music you think they're going to be blasting?
Well,
more often than not, it's going to be
some
country
sort
music.
Of like European industrial techno pop.
Of course, but most of that shit is raging against the machine.
True.
But that. It sounds aggressive, so it's cool, you know. Fits with their ethos. I mean, I guess it's an ethos. Anyway, I guess I didn't see the Jordan Peterson video.
Enough about that.
Okay.
Guy.
All right. The tree can't grow without roots, man.
So here, cram some more stuff into my empty noggin.
Well, like, you know what I'm saying. Like the tomato plant we have. I think we, didn't we talk about this?
I don't know, did we?
I thought this was a revisit. Really? I thought we discussed this. No?
Refresh my memory. Maybe we did, but right now. It's not, nothing's flowering up in my empty mind. No tomato plants are sprouting.
Nothing's blossoming. Okay. No. Got it. We used to have a huge garden, you know, that was our thing. Like, just like planting a fuck ton of shit, zucchini, tomatoes, onions, garlic, cucumbers. It's hard to even remember everything. It was like a 30-foot by 18-foot swath of land with raised beds and cages for things to, like, sprout up on and grow on, especially the cucumbers and zooks. And yellow squash loved that shit because they're climbers. Anyway, we don't do any of that shit anymore. But it's like, let's plant the cursory tomato plant in a pot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which we did, and then Truman, who may or may not die or have his leg amputated, but that's another story, like, you know, slammed it over, like knocked it over, and it broke its stem. But Gigi and I went out, and it's like, well, fuck. Yes, it's broken, but there's another stem here which has like maybe 10% of the, like, root, not the root, but the stem close to the dirt, kind of still attached, like tendrils, you know, just a couple tendrils.
Okay.
And we were like, fuck it, you know, put the dirt back in, shove it in the ground as deep as we can. And we put it back up on the porch, and we got like 20 tomatoes out of that motherfucker, which is insane. I started this by saying a tree cannot grow without roots, but there were like not really any roots there. And this this asshole still gave us an, I just saw it today when I was up there, another green tomato sprouting like 4 feet up. The thing is still alive and still fucking thriving somehow. Well, maybe not thriving, but producing fruit and living. It's fucking crazy. This motherfucker was like cut off with just slivers, tendrils. Like, what the fuck? It's so crazy.
It's like one of those things where you like, you know, the adversity made it stronger, you know.
Whatever doesn't kill you, better run.
Or like how, you know, your scar tissue comes back thicker, like it got injured, broken, came back even.
Right, or if like a dresser or a shelf or something made out of wood breaks and you wood glue it, clamp it, give it that prerequisite like 24 hours of drying time, that's going to be stronger than any other place in that shelf or dresser.
Wood diamond.
Yeah, wood diamond.
I'm sorry, man.
Why are you sorry? Don't be sorry about that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm not helping.
All right. Well, then, in that case, let's talk about your choice of penis shit in the episode art for 261.
Penis shit?
Yeah, there's some penis shit going on there. I don't know if it was intentional, like...
You like get the roots of the... Okay, we're back to the roots.
Yeah. We're back... This is tree roots now, you know?
Okay, we're keeping with the theme.
It took me a while to notice it, but now I'm looking down there, and it looks like there's, like, tons of fucking penises everywhere.
Did you
insert, not to be too problematic here, but did you insert penis language, penile language, into the...
I don't think so.
Chatbot? Because look at, can you start looking around down there?
It is.
So many penises.
It is.
There's
something.
A woman with a strap on. There's dangling penises. There's flaccid penises.
Even the way the like tree is kind of shaped, it's almost like the hips. It's like the side view of like the hips and like upper leg of a man within a.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Well, you didn't. Like,
I'll tell you what.
You didn't instruct it in any way.
I can't guarantee that I.
Yeah. There we go.
But like, I just totally did not realize that was down there. If I did, like, sometimes I will, in my AI prompts, throw like random, bizarre words,
like dong, dick. Johnson,
yeah,
penis,
just to,
like
exactly,
that.
Just to kind of like.
What about vagina, or does that make you uncomfortable?
No, vagina for sure. Like, you know, and just to kind of like subtly, not that I like wanted to post a picture with anatomy like that in it, but sometimes you just got to juice it a little bit, you know, with some
That's
stuff.
Gross.
And just to kind of make it think stuff. A little out of the box. It's like all this stuff isn't quite right. Like we got to throw a little something in there.
Just say stuff it with some juice if you're going to say juice it with some stuff.
Well, I stuff it with some juice and I juice it with some stuff. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm not judging you.
I wonder if I could...
Yeah, can't you go back to those iterations?
Well,
and then
I certainly
see...
can, but to find this would be difficult.
All right, I'll wait. We'll just play some music.
Just do you got? How about Tony? Is he still around?
He is. Actually, this isn't Tony. This is Moni, but she's the original bitch.
Oh boy. Thank you. juice this one.
What do you mean?
Didn't add any penile language to the AI prompt to generate that image for episode 261. It was purely just the description of the episode. Pasted, and that was it.
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, we do talk about...
penises? You know. Oh, yeah, titty nope. And Johnson, sure. Maybe I'm looking too much into it, you know? Maybe I'm...
like, you know...
there's something subconsciously going on, and I'm just seeing penises every... But, like, then there's the... look like, you know, the thready bushness with the penis coming out of it. I don't know, man.
It's, you know, a lot of nature. It's, like, repeated forms in a lot of ways.
That's very true.
You know, what kind of works for one thing also works for another, you know?
What's like, good for the goose is good for the gander.
Right. What's good for a curious scrotal penile arrangement is good for the tree hollow.
I just wonder what was the prompt for this, because a lot of people have, me included, have problems like using something like ChatGPT to generate like a usable image. So I'm wondering, I mean, if you don't mind sharing, like, mm-hmm. what did you put into the prompt to generate this image?
I literally just put the description of the episode. A tree cannot grow without roots. Jesus.
Okay.
Brad has a piece of paper with one thing written on it. Is Amazon compressing with variable bitrate? Brad gets hoisted. Many more spirited lines which don't make sense. Titty nope. Mannequin comparisons. And that's where I ended it. For some reason, I didn't put
you didn't put in the double kraken in there.
It could have been because I may have been trying it with that, and everything was just so double kraken. For I was like, I gotta get rid of that. Like, all it is a picture of double cracks. Like, that's all it's given me.
I would like to see those. I think maybe.
I mean, I don't really know what happened, but yeah, I'd have to.
It's like sometimes you gotta dial it back. Jesus yeah. Christ. So is it the titty nope or
I just think it's how it kind of just randomly generated a tree. A tree cannot grow without roots.
You know it's not random, you know, it's just pulling from everywhere. It's not random.
It's random in the sense that like a computer can be random. Like
I think that's the real issue here is that a computer cannot be random. It can only, at least for now, or maybe not, probably not, but it only has the data that it's able to absorb. Jesus.
Right.
And like it spits out what it's been fed.
Yeah. I mean, the image model is based on all pre-existing images, and
exactly that's correct. Right.
But how it then interprets that and puts the pieces together—I mean, it's all statistics in a way that's mind-boggling to me.
Yeah,
that you know, and you know, randomness along with those statistics.
Yeah, I hate to keep going back to the random part of it, but.
Well, random in the sense like, you know, I could put that prompt in and then I could say generate 50 images. They're all going to be different. Like you don't put in that prompt and just get that's what you get. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. It's basing all 50 of those images on pre-existing information.
Yes.
And I know we're getting into sticky territory here because...
No, you're right.
When we come up with new art, and when I say we, I mean like humans, what are we doing if not basing our quote-unquote new art on pre-existing information? Like that influences everything that we say and do and create. I get it. But like, I think if, and this is a big if that we're going to say or claim that humans, and I think we talked about this a little bit, if humans have an opportunity to like make a right or left turn or swerve a little bit and do something that an AI can't do, it's because we come up with something quote unquote new. And so I think what I'm debating here is what that looks like for humans as compared to AI.
Well, I think
what does it mean to create something new?
Have a whole extra set, from one hand, have a whole different set of inputs, right? It's not just like everything I've seen and all the art I've seen. We have all of our thoughts, our feelings, our emotions.
See, I knew you were going to get there.
That
but,
they can get mixed in with that, right?
And I want
to
agree with you.
Maybe an ability to have
that.
An imagination that's a little different. And I guess this all leads into then also, that's then like, you know, the fact that the way a computer generates this, the way a human does, is like a completely different way. It's like 100% different, like, form of cognition. Like, the computer is not following the same type of steps that a human mind would take, or vice versa. So
right, right.
So there's differences without a doubt. And the thing that the AI art can't do is like decide if something is like good or not. Right, like.
I mean, good.
Like,
fuck you,
know,
you talking about good, you know?
Well, like, for example, I might sit down and maybe I come up with 100 images. And I'm like, no, this still isn't quite right. Or maybe like, oh, I grade 100 images and this one, I'm onto something here. Let me expand on this, right? Maybe AI can generate 100 images, but then it can't evaluate them.
How
right, that's still
that?
A human idea that, like, and especially if we're talking about quote unquote art, right?
Yeah, I'm asking you to help me understand the difference there, because AI can generate 100 different images,
yes,
based on a prompt. So can you? So can I?
Yes.
And exactly. You're saying it can't evaluate what is quote unquote good or not, but that's subjective. Can't it say this is the best one? And why does, if it says this is the best one, why do we get to decide that its subjective opinion is more valid than ours as humans?
Well, it can't decide. It can't, I mean, it could have, like, on what criteria? I guess I'm thinking of...
Your thinking is becoming very uptight here.
Maybe it is. I don't know. Maybe it is. I'll accept that. I'm not sure.
I think this is the fear. This is why people get scared of it. And I'm not scared of it, really. But, like, once you start saying my opinion... man is more valid than someone or something's else opinion.
But that's what it is, right? Like, I'm not saying, maybe you could say no one is invalid or not, but that's the decision-making process that goes into human art making. You know?
Human art making.
Like, if...
What if AI is more human than humans? Because... that's all it's ever known is human input. They don't dream.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that could happen eventually, right? Like,
maybe AI and the art that we're creating with it is the most human expression.
Like, let's say David Lynch is making a movie.
You have to bring Dave into it.
Okay. I'm going
to
bring David into it. And he says, okay, I need a shot of a water, someone turning on the water faucet and water coming out for this movie I'm making. But it's like, this is like a second unit director job now. Which Dave probably doesn't even work that way, but, you know, let's just say.
He definitely does. He's got second units. Yeah. Who do you think shot the waterfall of the Great Northern? He wasn't out there doing that. He's just I want an establishing shot.
Yes. That's a very good point. But let's say, you know, someone, or maybe... Oh, I don't know. I'm really stretching this metaphor. So let's say he gets 10 different variations, right, of this shot. And he's going to pick the one that works, that he thinks is the best, that works for his vision of this movie that he's making, right? It's not to say the one he picks is the best, but his judgment is what makes that movie a David Lynch movie.
Absolutely. 100%.
So I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Like, what makes this work of art and the author, you know, like an AI can't make that same kind of a decision per se. But maybe I'm totally wrong on that.
You're operating in like a very binary mindset, though, when you say things like can't.
Sure.
Maybe they can't now.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
But I also think... Yeah, I don't know. But I think...
Is this the thing? Is it that you want humans to be special?
No, not at all. It's definitely not. I think what it comes down to is... Okay, you can have a movie. Let's say it's like... Blue Velvet. Let's say you have a script for it or whatever. Like that's, let's say that's the prompt. You feed it into an AI and you say, make this movie. And it makes those shots and puts actors, generates images of actors saying that dialogue. And maybe can make a really compelling movie because it's an interesting, good script. But then
I'll say that.
And maybe it generates 4,000 versions of it. Here's 4,000 different versions of Blue Velvet. You want 4,000 versions? I can get it this afternoon, right? Here it is. And maybe it uses some criteria to say, out of these 4,000, this one is the one I'm going to present as the final version and the best one. Fine. And that's what the AI decided to do. Maybe, you know, someone else, like, looks at them and says, well, this one is actually, I think, the best one, right? So now you have what AI says is the best one, what Brad says is the best one, what David Lynch says is the best one, all generated by AI. But... like that judgment call, I guess, is partly what makes a difference, right? And like different people might choose different ones. What the fuck am I even talking about? I don't know. You know, I guess I'm getting
at... I am hearing you and I'm understanding and I'm agreeing with you. For once, I was just fucking listening and not interrupting.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah, I understand that, man.
I mean, David Lynch could make an AI Blue Velvet, and you could make an AI Blue Velvet, and the AI could make one with no human interaction. They'd all be different.
But who gets to decide which one's better?
No one gets to decide, but you just get the different versions, right? And I think like the one David chooses will be different than the one the AI chooses.
Of course it will.
Or maybe, you know, at some point the AI gets so good at, you know, understanding what David would pick, it could pick the one that he would use, and that's where you get. But then,
But that's where we like diverge a little bit. Yeah.
A weird loop, because if that's what the computer would pick, then Dave's going to start picking different ones. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. And we're approaching this from a very human-centric, like humans are very special and unique in the universe.
Well, right now, I still think
the galaxy.
Maybe they are.
But like, how do you define that? How do you find how we are special?
Like the AI is just really for now. Image generation is just a really complicated.
I understand.
Amalgam
of, yes, right. I get it. But over and over again, we've been confronted with, like, I don't know, absolute truths of our uniqueness and how special we are. And over, it gets to be proven untrue. You know, mice learning to avoid a mousetrap. Fucking tardigrades going to space.
Yeah.
This is a thought experiment that I do over and over again. Well, tardigrades only went to space because an asteroid hit the Earth and killed everybody else, and they got ejected into space. Yeah, well, guess what? They fucking survived out there by desiccating themselves.
Sure.
Okay, and like I run this experiment over and over. What can humans do that other animals, and that's where I'm starting, and now I'm extending it to AI. What can humans do that other creatures or AI cannot do? Just name a thing. Just anything. And I haven't come up with an answer yet. And it's like, yeah, but we do it better, or we have more thoughtful feelings about it. But that's not fucking substantive, you know? Like, name a thing. Fly. Nope. They do that. go down to the deepest depths of the ocean where we haven't even seen sometimes. Nope. They're down there.
Writing.
But because we do all
of
it.
How about that one?
I think chimps write, man.
I don't think they do. I mean, they can make marks on paper. Can they encode their thoughts in language and then reify it on into a physical matter?
What is scratching
no,
marks?
I would argue with you that maybe that doesn't make us so special. It's a weird quirk.
Maybe it doesn't.
Like, I'm not
but
here
that's
to say
the
human
question.
Beings are great. I certainly don't believe humans are the master of the domain or anything.
It's
like,
not. We are the master of the domain, but that's not the point, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about humans being unique.
Well, I mean, couldn't you say everything on the planet Earth is unique?
Yeah, if everything's unique, nothing's unique. So that's not.
Well, everything is unique.
No, that's
in
not
its
what
own.
I'm talking. Jesus fucking Christ! Why? You watch The Incredibles too many times. Come on. Relax with that shit. Is it because
here's
somehow,
something humans can do?
Hey, shut the fuck up for a second or two.
Sure,
is it because
we're
aware of our place, our insignificant place in the cosmos? That other creatures on this earth, as far as we know, aren't aware of that. However, AI is most definitely fucking certain of that.
I mean, I don't think AI knows anything. So I don't think AI definitely, I do not think AI knows that at all.
Once we figure out that AI does know things, it'll be too late to like make any adjustments. But okay, you don't think AI knows anything.
No.
That's good. Sure. And sure, maybe. But as soon as we get the tiniest inkling that it does know things, we are fucked. Or not fucked. But it'll be too late to, like, you know, curb it.
I have no idea.
Nobody does.
Right.
But I guess that's the issue.
Yeah. One thing human beings can do.
Okay. Oh, I want to hear it because, like, I've been thinking about this for like 30 years, maybe. It's like, no, humans are better because, like, riding, sure. But then, you know, horses are stomping in the ground. Chimps are writing marks. I don't know.
They can end
all. We go to space.
They can end
all
life.
We use tools.
They can end all life on the surface of the earth.
Yeah, COVID.
In a matter of moments.
Hello.
With nuclear
Have
weapons.
Have you been around for the last couple of years? Hello?
What? Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
Have you been around? COVID can end all life on Earth or any sort of pandemic or... Brad.
COVID could maybe end... Maybe, one, COVID, I don't think could come close to ending
It could cause... Life. There's ripple effects that you're not considering right now. Overreactions... Cloud goes super cloudy because, like, people get all their panties in a bunch and then their nuclear war happens. COVID could do that.
Right.
And then nuclear war. Winter, everybody fucking dies.
You're saying something else could virus cause could, us to do it.
Yes.
But we're the ones that would do it because we have that ability.
We wouldn't do it. We wouldn't do it without the catalyst of COVID.
Yes, but we could do
what,
just like
whatever
a dog
other,
is capable of biting.
It doesn't have to
biting.
Be that. There could be AI could take over all of the infrastructure and all of the electronics and all the IT shit and cause nuclear holocaust.
Which is a tool that we created. In essence, we did it also.
But we wouldn't be implementing it. AI would. And it would probably make upgrades and shit to where it could control it. So it's like, you haven't convinced me yet that we're special. I don't know why you think humans are so special. Causing the end of humanity is what makes us special. And that's a super fucked up thing to say.
Well, no, I know it was a super fucked up thing to say. That was kind of my point. But I think, you know, just like there's, I don't know, each species here on Earth has its own gift, you know?
It's really not the argument. Like, I agree with that statement, but that's not the argument.
Well, you said before that humans were masters of the domain.
That was what, quote-unquote, makes them special, as playing devil's advocate.
But, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either, man. I haven't heard anything to... convince me that we're the most special things in the universe.
We're definitely not the most special things. But it doesn't mean that we aren't capable of things that other creatures are not capable of.
Writing.
And those other creatures are capable of things we're not capable of. Like, fine.
Right, so it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah,
we can't desiccate ourselves to 99% moisture removal.
Well, maybe we can one day through our technology.
We cannot do that now, Jesus Christ. But no. Tardigrades can.
But we're not limited in... we're not limited with what we can do today.
Are tardigrades limited? Are sharks limited? They've been around for the longest.
Well, that's my point. They've been around for the longest. They've been around for a long time. But they haven't figured out how to make AI or travel to space or make nuclear weapons and kill everybody.
I don't know. I've seen Deep Blue Sea.
Yeah. Yeah, those fuckers were smart, huh?
They got super smart.
Forgot about those smart fucks in that movie.
Right. That's my whole point. Watch Deep Blue Sea. Here, I want to send you something real quick. I got to go see a guy about a thing. But do you know... I'll put this in the chat. I'm going to try to put it in the chat. I don't know what's going to happen. Have you heard of a place called the Pentagon?
Yes, it does sound familiar to me.
What is it? Do you know how many sides it has?
It has 5 sides.
That's correct. But it has 5 sides, and then another 5 sides, and then another 5 sides, and then another 5 sides. It's Pentagon's all the way down. So I don't know if you've ever taken a look at a screenshot, like a Google Maps screenshot of the Pentagon, but it's 5, just making sure, yep, 5 layers on every side, creating pentagons all the way down that culminates right in a courtyard, which yes. is also a pentagon with little pathways around in a pentagon shape with 5 sides. With yes. spokes going into the center, and there's a pentagon within that little courtyard pentagon, which has 5 sides. And do you know what is in the center of that pentagon?
Another pentagon?
No. Duncan. America does indeed run on Duncan.
That is, I love it. Did you say you were going to send this to me?
I did put it in the chat. But yeah. I think we can stop there. That's just something I saw today randomly. Because I was comparing sizes of random federal buildings. I don't want to put this in the... it's probably too late. But, I don't want to get on a list or anything.
Sure.
I just thought it was funny that Duncan was like... All these pentagons all the way coalescing in the very center of America's military dominance. It's just a little tag that says Dunkin', and it's a Dunkin' Donuts right in the pagoda. America runs on Dunkin', and you're like, you're goddamn right it does.